Hello and welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting of the Cabazon Water District, Tuesday, September 19th at 5 o'clock p.m. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Warkel.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
And this meeting is recorded. Okay, so there's a little attachment on the side, but that's for the regular board meeting for the audit. So we're just going to go over the regular monthly financials, which is under the financials tab. And on the first page is the balance sheet. And these are the financials as of August 31st. So the district's combined cash with Chase Bank, LAIF, and California Class balance was $2,215,437 at month end. And that's lines 3 and 5 combined. And then on line 28, the district's total liabilities were approximately $1,607,682 at month end. Is that weird? But so the balance is really high because we had received a reimbursement from the isolation valve project, and then we still owed the PASS agency that $700,000 as of the end of August. So next month it's going to look like it dropped way down, but the liabilities will drop way down too.
Yeah, so the check was for $771,854. So that one was in there, and then we had to release it to the San Antonio Pass. So from last month to this month, we gained $39,336.
Yep.
So and on the slight increase, not a large increase like it indicates. And when I seen that too, it was like I got excited, you know.
I was like, wait, what? What's going on?
Yeah.
On line 18, it says due to other government San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, $900,000. So that's going to drop way down next month. That's in our liabilities. Any questions on this page?
Did we get paid for that $900,000 yet?
We got paid for $770,000 of it.
Oh, okay.
So we're still waiting on that. I think we're waiting from not Banning, but the state, and then they pay Banning, and then Banning pays us. It's like a whole process. It takes a long time.
Did line 29 jump way up too? That just seems way larger than
9 million.
Yeah.
I'll find out though, because if it did change a lot, I'll bring it up at the next meeting and find out why. Okay. Any other
line? Sorry. Line 30. So the 11 million in the total liabilities and fund balance, that's with all the different projects we have going on?
Total fund balance.
Line 30.
I think that's the total assets minus total liabilities. So line 13 minus line 28. Is that?
No, it's the same as line 13.
Oh, on the very, very bottom.
Okay.
Combine total liabilities and the fund balance.
I don't know if it's just off one or... Yeah.
I'll find out because I don't really... know where those numbers come from, but I know that there was some errors previously on like some of the other numbers, so I'll find out if that's a mistake too.
Okay.
And then I'll bring it up at the next.
Well, part of it's the LAIF and the other one, right? That's part of the.
Well, everything's straightforward on this, but it's a false sense of security that's $2,215,000 because that check was only in there for 2 days.
Seconds.
2 days, yeah. So that would have driven the line 30 up slightly, but We'll have it, it'll be chewed up next month.
So we're going to go on to the profit and loss then. And like I said, this is as of August 31st, 2023, and year to date is at 17%. So I'm going to point out, there's a lot of them that have zero or just like 1 or 2 or 3%, but I'm just going to point out the ones that are a lot higher since we're still early in the year. So for revenues on line 7, we have basic facility fees, which is at 144%. We only had budgeted for 1 5/8 inch installation because we weren't sure how many new services we were going to get, but we've already gotten a 3/4 inch, which is the $13,384. So that's why that is at 144%.
New business one, 3/4?
Yeah, that's a new service installed.
Like a new water.
Yeah, we got a couple more too.
Yeah, so that one's probably going to be like crazy throughout the year because any new services is going to make it jump up like crazy.
Yeah.
And then down to line 16, total revenues, we're right on target at 17%. So now moving on to expenses. On line 31, we have well maintenance, which is only at 3%, and that is for just repairs, maintenance, oh, and chemical expenses relating to the district. So most of that's just from the sodium hypochlorite for the wells.
The disinfection for the residual throughout the system.
And then down on line 43, printing and publications, that's at 37% already. That is because we had to put a notice in the newspaper for the standby charges, and then we also had to print a bunch of notices to mail out to everybody. But that was just a one-time event, so most of the printing and publications will just be small little increases throughout the year. And then for lines, which one is that? 38, the water billing system, and 41, dues and subscriptions. Those ones are both pretty high, but there's a little asterisk next to them because the water billing system is paid through April 2024. And then for the dues and subscriptions, we have the Parcel Quest membership and CRWA fees, which are also paid through the year end.
So those won't change?
Yeah. They might change a little bit, but not much though. Probably nothing noticeable. Any questions on that page? No, I'm going to move on to the next one. Okay, so on line 49, we have the financial audit. Most of the expenses for that are in the beginning of the year because they're doing last year's audit. So right now it's at 35% since a lot of that work is being done. Today we have the audit presentation, so, and then there will be some little gradual charges throughout the year. And then on line 54, insurance, there's also a little asterisk right there because that's paid through April 2024. On line 56, we have training and travel, which is at 32%. There was an event that myself and then one of my coworkers went to last month, and then I think there was a couple classes that some of the water tech people also went to in the beginning of the year. So it was big expenses right now, but it'll just be gradual throughout the year. And then on line 58 we have service tools and on line 59 shop supplies and small tools, that's at 29%. That was for the purchase of the North Star skid sprayer, for the chlorine and for the weed killer.
Yeah, so there was two skids that we ordered. One we budgeted for the trailer, but we went with the skid. So the trailer was going to be $10,200. The skid was $2,900. So we went ahead and purchased that. And then we also got another skid for a chlorine transfer. So one's for weed abatement, the other one's for chlorine transfer.
Are you going to keep that here?
No. We're just waiting for the tank to arrive. So they're going to be stored over at the warehouses.
You just load it with the backhoe?
Yeah.
And then down on line 73 is the total expenses, which is at 17%. So that's also right on target. And then line 74, our income before capital is $81,675. So we're pretty good right now. And then down way at the bottom, line 78, the net income slash loss, we're currently at a loss of $69,257, but that's because of the grant project. Because we put a lot of money into the grants right now, and we're still waiting to be reimbursed. So if we move on to the last page, which is the capital detail, there's still a lot that hasn't been done yet, but on line 5 we have the meter replacement. That one, we purchased 30 meters each month, so there is pretty consistent activity in that line. It's at 21%. On line 10, we have the well 1 emergency repair. That one we didn't budget for, but we do have $143,000 in expenses towards it. I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple months ago, the well 1 went down, so we had to, we brought it to you guys for a vote and then had to pay $140,000 to get that repaired.
So line item 6 will cover the expenses.
Yeah.
So what we did is we're not going to install the main replacement and fire hydrant on Sunrise. We took that money and we put it for the well repair. So it wasn't budgeted, but we're just going to do a project swap. And we are going to do an Esperanza main replacement, but that's going to be grant funded.
And then on to the grant funded projects. On line 21 is the tank 2, tank 3, and tank 4 recoating, which is at 41% because we're getting, it's actually completely done now. There's some little additional things that we want to get done, but they're still working on that. Last month it said this was 755% because there was an error when the budget was approved, but we're going to talk about that in the regular board meeting to try to get that fixed. So how it's showing right now with the 41% is as if the amendment that's going to the regular board meeting is already approved, if that makes any sense.
And if it's not, what's that?
If it's not, then it'll be the actual budget that was approved was, I think, $13,000. So it just looks, I mean, it won't change because it's grant funded, so we're going to get paid back for it anyways, but it just looks messy when it says like 800% on there.
Yeah, and there is funds left available in there, so there'll be no, district won't pay for anything. And we did have enough left over for the two logos for tank 1 and tank 4.
Oh, cool.
So 11 or 10 by 22. He's doing a mock-up right now with the...
Is he going to have the emblem in the middle of it too?
Yeah. The same one as the presentation.
I think it's under the first tab. It's on the back of the page.
Yeah, it's gonna be that one, but in color. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
It looks so much better than
this tab. Yeah, it looked like little Billy painted it up there. And the other one used to say Premier Outlet, so that one's gonna say Cabazon Water District.
So one coming and going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'll see one coming from the east and one coming from the west. Mm-hmm.
A lot of traffic for that scene at the mall too.
Yeah. So what happened with the tank recoding thing was when we were working on the budget numbers, we sent the accountants the J colon quote or the contract amount, which was $473,000, and then they put the anticipated year end as if we were doing all the work last year, but we didn't do all the work last year. We did most of it this year. So the only amount that got carried over was the leftover, which was like $13,000, but it was supposed to be like $470,000.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an error.
Well, yeah, kind of a big difference. Once that, if that gets approved, if you guys approve it, it'll be all normal.
That'll be reconciled for sure.
And that's pretty much it. But if you guys have any other questions, I'll try to answer them.
What's the winning lottery numbers for tonight?
Mine.
Four.
All the numbers are four.
You said you'd try to answer them.
I'm not going to answer that one. I'm going to keep it for myself.
Okay, fine. I don't have any questions.
Yeah. No. 5:15 to check signing.